It seems inconceivable that the supreme law of the land, the United States Constitution, was ratified nearly 230 years ago and is still as relevant now as it was when our founding fathers wrote it. The founders had very specific goals when they established this great nation, yet it took intense negotiation for them to agree on how to create and preserve the democratic government they envisioned. They settled on six goals, which are reflected in the Constitution's preamble. Those six goals were to form a more perfect union, to establish justice, to ensure domestic tranquility, to provide for the common defense, to promote general welfare, and to secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Based on those goals, the Constitution was written and later ratified to ensure America had a strong foundation based on a living document that could be amended as the nation evolved. Is America what the Founding Fathers hoped for when they set their goals? The founders believed that the people of this nation could coexist and form a more perfect union. From our humble start as colonies, America has become a melting pot of diverse people who have worked together to make our country a superpower amongst all other nations. Religious differences, skin color, political parties, and personal beliefs aside, this country was designed so that we could celebrate our differences rather than tear each other apart. Like the founders, we may not always agree on the direction our country is heading, but we remain faithful to our Constitution, and it guides our decisions and ensures we work toward a more perfect union. Part of creating a more perfect union is guaranteeing and safeguarding the five other goals the founders believed were essential for a thriving nation. Establishing justice and providing for the common defense of the land helps to ensure domestic tranquility and allows us to equitably provide for the general welfare of our people. For instance, when slavery was abolished, we progressed. When women were given the right to vote, we progressed. When segregation was outlawed, we progressed. We corrected the injustices, and as a society has grown, we have adapted and amended our Constitution to help create a more perfect union. Despite the tension in the nation that we have faced this year, we are still progressing. Let's not forget that before every great moment in history, there has been hostility leading up to it, and oftentimes conflict is needed in order to achieve peace. As a country, we have endured a civil war, acts of terrorism on our own land, mass school shootings, and racial tension. These events brought death and destruction, but they did not change the nation's goals or undermine its constitution. America is resilient, and we have remained strong because we have adapted. Remembrance is a powerful thing. Seeing our nation struggle at some points may be discouraging to many American citizens. However, a great nation doesn't evolve without some turmoil. It is up to us, the people and our leaders, to ensure it thrives and continues to adhere to its ideals while learning from the mistakes it has made. I do not believe our founders could have envisioned that America would become a vast country of over 300 million people who have access to the internet, space, weapons of mass destruction, and powerful forms of communication. Yet they were aware that the country would change with time. Their six guiding principles in the preamble helped guarantee that these changes could be made in the form of amendments. While the foundation of our laws would be set, the amendment process would allow us to recognize and correct inequities and injustices as they arose. Thus, American citizens would have the opportunity to accomplish great things because their basic needs and liberties would be met and secured. Additionally, I believe that they recognize that what makes America great is not the freedoms and privileges that we have been given, but rather it is the strong men and women who have fought and sacrificed to make them possible. Right now, for instance, the situation in our country may seem bleak, but I firmly believe that there are leaders in America that are willing to take a stand and fight for what they believe is right, just like our founding fathers did hundreds of years ago. Many of you in this room have been and are one of those leaders. When you answered the call to serve in the military, you passionately fought for the safety of this country. You provided for the common defense of this nation, and in doing so, secured the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. You are among the people I admire because you didn't sit back and allow our nation's founding principles to be dismantled. You, like our founders, knew the potential of this country. Thank you for inspiring me to not lose faith now when our country seems to be in peril from within. I haven't given up the hope that America can become stronger and greater than it has ever been, thanks to the vision a group of dreamers had over 200 years ago.